This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue testified before the House Ag Committee, and trade aid was a big topic of discussion. Michael Conaway, ranking member from Texas, called for another round of market facilitation program payments this year. Quote, the first and second MFP programs were as justified as they were critical to our farmers and ranchers, Conaway says. Quote, I strongly believe that unless something gives here soon, an announcement on MFP Part 3 would be vital to the survival of our producers. Conaway added that folks who are critical about the aid payments should talk to the Secretary on how to go about improving the market facilitation program. House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson of Minnesota fears that Donald Trump's tweet recently signaled the possibility of more trade aid, and that means the trade agreements aren't going to pay off soon. Peterson says, quote, if it weren't for the payments to farmers through the MFP program, farm income would have been in the tank. He says, quote, I hope the markets return to normal. However, the president's comments do not get me confidence that we'll see tangible benefits from the new trade deals anytime soon. Perdue has repeatedly said he believes exports will grow and another round of trade aid will not be needed. In other news from the USDA on your Friday morning, the Department of Agriculture will be opening sign-up for disaster assistance on March 23rd for producers to apply for eligible losses of drought and excess moisture. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the additional disaster assistance late last week. Through WIP Plus, USDA is helping producers recover from losses related to 2018 and 2019 natural disasters. USDA is also entering into agreements with six sugar beet processing cooperatives to distribute $285 million to grower members of those cooperatives who experienced loss. Secretary Perdue says, quote, disaster events in the past 2 years have been atypically widespread, relentless, and unforgiving. Adding, quote, President Trump has the backs of our farmers, and we aim to support them as they recover. In June 2019, more than $3 billion was made available through a disaster relief package passed by Congress and signed by President Trump. In December, Congress passed and President Trump signed the Further Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2020 that provides an additional $1.5 billion for the continuation of disaster assistance program delivery. And with the viral outbreak of coronavirus spreading to more countries around the globe, the price of oil has dropped tremendously as global demand has weakened even further. That has sent shares tumbling for oil giants like Exxon and Chevron, while smaller producers with idling rigs continue to slash jobs. The list of countries touched by the illness has now climbed to nearly 60, with Mexico, Belarus, Lithuania, New Zealand, Nigeria, Iceland, and the Netherlands all reporting their first cases within the last week. Oil industry analysts fear that what they thought was a contained disruption may instead lead to a more travel restriction and even less consumption of oil. On a national scale, the average price for gas yesterday was at $2.40 a gallon, for diesel, $2.84 a gallon. On a Midwestern scale, Missouri leads this portion of the country at $2.13 a gallon average for gas, Indiana at $2.22, and us here in Illinois, $2.56. But on local scale, average gas prices for Macoupin, Montgomery, Madison, and Bond counties as of yesterday was $2.40 to $2.45 a gallon. But if you travel to the east or north, prices are a dime to 15 cents cheaper. Fayette County is at $2.29 a gallon, and Sangamon County average $2.31 per gallon. In other regional ag news, forecasters are expecting another above-average runoff year along the Missouri River, which then in turn compounds the situation that could arise on the Mississippi River. Current conditions, including soil moisture, plains and mountain snowpack, as well as long-term temperature and precipitation outlooks, forecast runoff to be at 36.9 million acre-feet. That's 143% of average for the upper Missouri River Basin above Sioux City, Iowa for this year. Average annual runoff for the upper basin is 25.8 million acre-feet. Gavin's Point releases were decreased from 38,000 cubic feet a second to 35,000 this week, as tributaries downstream of Gavin's Point began to rise due to the melting of the Plains snowpack in South Dakota. The potential for above-average runoff in the upper basin, coupled with the continued high river stages on many of the uncontrolled tributaries downstream of the reservoir system, increases the potential for flooding, particularly in the lower river basin. Many farmers along the Missouri River are still recovering from flooding last year that started this time last year. And Midwest lawmakers yesterday introduced legislation to overhaul the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers processes for managing water resources projects along the lower Missouri. Senators from Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska introduced the bill to establish a new program that would require the Corps of Engineers to implement a system-wide approach to water development projects to reduce flood risks and improve flood protection along the lower Missouri. Iowa Republican Joni Ernst says, quote, as evidenced by the recurring flooding in the lower basin, the current approach is not working. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt says the bill gives the Corps of Engineers, quote, the ability to develop a comprehensive system plan to design and build critical flood control projects that will do a better job of protecting people and property. The lawmakers say the proposal provides greater efficiencies and streamlining with regard to how the Corps plans for and manages Missouri River water resources development projects from inception to completion. Moving on now to local ag news. Coming up next Saturday, the 14th, the Macoupin County Farm Bureau Young Farmers Committee will be holding a used tire drive at Carlinville Truck Equipment on University Street in Carlinville. Adam Emery is the vice chairman of the Young Farmer Committee, and he explains how the idea for the tire drive came about and the requirements for this year's drive.
We saw it as a good way to reach out to the community and really help the farming community as a whole, allowing farmers to safely dispose of their tires rather than, you know, throwing them in the ditch or burning them or something like that. We allow the opportunity for them to take them to us, and we will dispose of them properly, and they'll get ground up into chips for a playground or something like that. And it's just a good way to help the community out. It's for tires 13 to 20 inches off the rim. Each person can only bring 20 tires to the drive. There'll be a $1 per tire charge. Since we're a Macoupin County Farm Bureau organization, we're going to try to keep it Macoupin County to better serve people in our county. The tire drive will be held at Carlinville Truck Equipment on 2086-8 University Street in Carlinville, which is also CTMI is another name for that place. It'll be held there at, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can contact me, Adam Emery, at 1-217-473-1641. We're really appreciative to our sponsors for this tire drive that make this possible, especially Carlinville Truck Equipment for hosting this event. Also, Century 21 down in Gillespie with John Griffel heading that, and Lou's Automotive here in Carlinville, M&M Service, and Macoupin County Farm Bureau, and lastly, PJ's Tire. All of these sponsors either hosted the event or donated $100 in order to help us put on this event. Because it's a really expensive cost for us to recycle these tires. We're only charging you guys a dollar, but it's costing us quite a little bit more. We'll be recycling roughly 1,000 tires on Saturday, and just to help clean up the neighborhood. And again, that will be on March 14th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Carlinville Truck Equipment in Carlinville.
And you can catch the full report with Adam Emery about this, about the tire drive next weekend, this weekend on the Forum Program with Rick Davis. Moving on to the local Ag Community Bulletin Board, the pop-up workshop will be held on next Tuesday, March 10th, at the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro. The instructor, Pam Scalhorn, Extension Specialist and Community and Economic Development, is an authority on the creative economy and has presented on the topic at both state and national levels. Currently, she is working with cities across Illinois interested in developing their own creative economy. Again, that pop-up workshop will be held on Tuesday, March 10th, from 5:30 to 7 in the evening at the Montgomery County Extension Office, Hillsboro. There is no charge to attend, but pre-registration is required. Registration can be completed online at extension.illinois.edu/CJMM or the old-fashioned way by calling the Montgomery County Extension Office at 532-3941. Another bulletin board news on the world of agriculture, at least on our local scale. The Highland FFA chapter will be holding a used oil drive tomorrow, Saturday. That'll be held at the Highland Junior High parking lot, again tomorrow morning from 8 until 10. It'll go to support the Green for Life initiative, and if you need more information, contact the Highland High School Ag Department. And that'll wrap it up for this Friday morning edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have any ag news for us or anything for the Community Bulletin Board, those items can be sent to us, WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Friday morning, March 6th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.